Well, you knew it was going to be a tall task, and pun not intended there, but against a very good Goodland team here tonight, and man, you fell short here. Really, that first corner just kind of was the story there with all the turnovers.
You know, we just got to take better care of the ball. You know, we had too many deflected passes, which led to steals and easy baskets there in the first quarter. You take that first quarter away, and it wasn't that bad of a game. However, you know, we just have to do the little things right all the time. We can't give them that many points at the beginning.
No, they were on a tear to begin the ball game there. And, you know, when they had some others really step up and hit threes, that really hadn't all year.
You know, they can shoot and they can drive. They're a phenomenal team, you know. We just got to do better defensively and not giving them open shots and that kind of stuff.
Do you feel like with the pressure that maybe your team got sped up quite a bit more than what you wanted to see out of them?
Yeah, we just got down pretty quick. You know, we were getting pushed and shoved, which we knew that's their style. They put hands on you all the time. They're going to be jumping and flying everywhere. You know, we did a good job for a while of putting bodies on people and not letting them get second shots, and then we go for a spurt that we don't. So, you know, there are good things that we can look at through this game and find some positives in it. But there's other things that we're going to go into Christmas break and know we got to work on some fine little things.
I think a couple positives. First, you guys were 9-10 at the free throw line. That's good to sight to see there tonight. And the second, I thought Avery Lewis felt pretty confident shooting the ball tonight.
You know, she did. She usually is very pretty timid, but tonight she saw that they were given the opening to her. They were putting a lot of pressure on other people, and we got her in the baseline with nobody on her. And she had confidence, you know, especially when you make that first one. The rest of them get a little bit easier every time. So I'm really glad that she stepped up and had the confidence to knock them down. We just need her to continue to grow. So she has confidence to do that all the time.
You guys, you guys put together a pretty good effort tonight just against a very good team. And there are some positives you can't take away, like you said. I thought, you know, at times I thought rebounding was a little better tonight.
Yeah. You know, we really boxed them off. We got a couple fouls of them going over our back. There's a couple times we got some offensive rebounds, but then we got to have the confidence to go back up strong and you know, try to score. But, you know, I'm proud that we made some adjustments on rebounding last night, and they put it to the game.
Well, you get some time off here, about 17 days in between games, and now you get Huguenin out of the gates Christmas break. What are you guys looking to do here? I know you have a little time off here with the moratorium, but between now and January 6th.
You know, we're working on the little aspects of the game. You know, we got to be able to make good screens and get people open off of those. We got to continue to work on rebounding and passing. We got to put more pressure on ourselves so then they feel more game-like. So hopefully we can get some good practices in and get those little things corrected before you get to the game.
All right. Well, Coach, once again, thank you for the time here, and have yourself a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you next year.
Thanks, Adam. Merry Christmas.